Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, we're going to continue on in a message I've entitled The Power of Choice, which began on Monday. And as we brought the broadcast to a close yesterday, we were talking about our circumstances or situation in life, that which we have to deal with in terms of our outer man. There are certain restrictions at times in our lives when we may be parents or when we may be elderly. For example, a person may no longer be able to care for themselves in their own home. There may be circumstances that affect the situations in our lives, and we don't really have a choice in that matter. Basically, I mean, with parents, of course, parents can, as the example I gave yesterday, they could refuse to be responsible and to be good parents, but it is the primary responsibility before God that they raise their children in the admonition of the Lord, a Christian couple, for example. And so, and their freedom is to some degree limited because that is their primary responsibility. Once the children are grown and out of the home, well, then that becomes another season in their life. But I would like to share now some of the promises that God has given to us regarding this entire dimension of choice, one of God's greatest gifts to us. I'd like to begin with Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. That's a wonderful promise. We sometimes have a very limited view of what the future may hold. In many cases, that is an entire area, arena that we barely sometimes know what the day will bring. But if we will love God, if we will trust Him and not rely on our own abilities, but if we will acknowledge Him, as this passage says, we will put Him first, we will allow Him to be Lord, He will direct our path, the course that we will take in life. There are other scriptures very comparable and basically outlining the same theme, Proverbs 16 and 9. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. Proverbs 21 and 29 says, as for the upright, he, referencing the Lord, directeth his way. Proverbs 11 and 5 says, the righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way. Now, let me just say, none of us are perfect in terms of our outer or even our inward behavior, yet perfect as far as the Lord is concerned, someone who is perfect as Job was, or as David, perfect in heart means that they love God with all that they are, and they desire to walk in a way pleasing to Him. Even though every one of us, according to John, we do sin, we are striving toward perfection, but in this life we will never be absolutely perfect or without sin. However, our heart's commitment is to be that way, to be without, to not allow sin to have dominion over us. Another passage of 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, and Paul was speaking, as he put it, by permission and not by commandment to the unmarried and widows, it is good for them to abide even as I. Now, the reason he said that is so that those who were unmarried or widows who no longer had a husband, had lost that husband by death, they could choose and have the ability to devote all of their time and energies to serving the Lord. But he said to those who were married, don't seek to be released. Or if perchance you were a servant, don't worry about it. He said, let every man abide in the same calling wherein he is called. And of course, this is a reference to the belief and the conviction that those of us who belong to the Lord, God orders our, he directeth our steps. These are the beginning scriptures I shared in Proverbs. God controls our lives. And there are various seasons, various times we go through different seasons, but they're all for his purposes. And the wise in heart will seek to understand the purposes that God has in any specific season in our lives. But the most important thing Paul expressed in Philippians 4 and 11, for I have learned in whatever state I am therewith to be content. He talked about being hungry. He talked about being full. He talked about being in fastings, in hunger, in persecutions. He outlined all the things that had occurred to him, which compared to our sufferings, cannot be, can nowhere compare to the things the Apostle Paul endured. And yet he learned contentment. He learned a great spiritual lesson, which he was passing on to us. In fact, that very epistle he wrote, the epistle to the Philippians, was written in the most horrific and horrendous of jails, the Mamertine prison. He also went on to say in 1 Timothy 6:6, but godliness with contentment is great gain. So wherever you may find yourself today, the Lord is with you. As I've shared in just a few of these scriptures, you see that God is in control of your life. If you have not only allowed him to become your Savior, but if you have confessed him as Lord, and what does that mean? Sometimes you just say, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, to be saved by the work of his atonement is a wonderful thing. But it's quite another thing to make him Lord, which means you are declaring that you no longer have control over your life. You know, the ultimate requirement for a true disciple, and there are those who really are just going to be content with salvation. There are those who really don't want to press into God. They just want, you know, deliverance from hell, the fire insurance, if you will, and just to make it to heaven. That's all they want, but they want to live their lives. You know, when Jesus was speaking to his disciples, and that very familiar passage we hear when we say amen to that, Jesus said, if any man would follow me, let him take up his cross and do so and follow me. Do you realize what that meant to those who were standing by and heard him? Jesus himself suffered one of the cruelest deaths that has been devised by man, and that is crucifixion. And that was a very popular form of execution that the Roman government used at that time. So to hear those words of Jesus, and as they would see condemned criminals carrying that crossbar to their place of execution, beloved, to take up your cross meant that you weren't coming back. You were going to your death. And beloved, when Jesus says, take up your cross, we have to realize what that really signifies for our lives. That means we are willing to suffer death, ultimately the greatest death, not just our desires or whatever, but it's death of self. None of us today feel we are idol worshipers. We wouldn't bow down to a Buddha or some other nature god. Yet, we place self on the throne of our heart, that whatever we do is influenced by what we want, what we desire, what would be good for us. And unfortunately, for many carnal Christians, God is just a resource, if you will, for them to get what they want. And God does not promise that. He asks us to ask in faith. He promises to meet our needs. But He has one agenda, and that is that we can be conformed to the stature of Jesus Christ, that we can be like Him. Because after all, where are we headed? We're headed to heaven, eternal fellowship with God, which means there's not going to be disunity. There will not be strife or discontent or sorrow or privation in heaven. But not only will we experience the blessings of the Lord, in His presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore, David said in Psalm 16. But the fact is, we will all have come to the revelation and the realization that as for God, His way is perfect. And it's God's way. It is the ultimate theocracy. And we submit to His will, because it's absolutely the best way of doing things, and His will provides for our greatest contentment and satisfaction and fulfillment. And that's one of the greatest lies the devil perpetrates against the church, against the unsaved, that somehow God's ways are harsh, are cruel, are insensitive to our greatest needs and desires. No, even if He denies you something, even if you don't get the answer to your prayer, why, a few years later, you might be passionately thanking Him that He didn't answer the way you wanted, because He knew best for you. Praise God. So, beloved, the principle is contentment. And we are going to, on the next broadcast, on tomorrow's broadcast, look at not so much the outer circumstances that we face, but the inner man, the things that go on in the world of our emotions, our feelings, and our will. I invite you to join me as we explore those possibilities. But for now, I want to thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for listening. UCM Partners, thank you for your prayer support, your financial help. And if you do have prayer needs, as always, I invite you to share those needs. You can write an email, drop a note, and the announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. I love you. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.